I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Bird Show.
He is off his deathbed. He refuses. He refuses to step into the light, and he is here today. How you feeling, man?
I'm all right. I'm better. Still one day at a time, but I think I'm on the back end of it now.
So last week, if you weren't listening, Mo came in here. He sure was trying, but you could tell as soon as he started talking, he was hurting. It was right after we did the strip down outside in 1 degree weather. He came in here and he was just drained, and you could tell dude was not going to make it through the show.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to me. I was fine 1 second, and we did that challenge, and I felt like my nose was like running crazy right after that, immediately. But I thought that might have been the worst of it. And then when I woke up, I knew something was wrong because my body was a little sore, but I was like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. And I don't know if it was going back outside into the cold, but it got worse, and it looked bad for like 3 days in a row. It just was going the wrong direction.
Did you ever finally go to urgent care? Because I think I reached out to you Friday night, and you're like, yeah, I'll get to it. Then I hit you on Saturday. What did urgent care say? And then you went silent, which meant to me you didn't go yet.
No, at that time I hadn't gone yet. But no, I did go. But I don't like going because it's the same thing every time. I mean, if you have the flu, I guess they can diagnose you and give you something. But they told me that they believe I had whatever was going around. I didn't have the flu. I didn't have COVID. Whatever's going around, they gave me some antibiotics and told me to drink fluids. And I was like, I could have done that. But thank you.
Yeah.
But it's good to know that you don't have flu or you don't have anything, you know, more. Because what you had was bad. So now if you had the flu on top of it or you had COVID, so it's good to know from that standpoint, even though you find out, you have what everybody else, you probably had what Amber had, you probably had what Jackson had, whatever was spreading around through here. But at least, thank God you didn't have the flu or COVID.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Yeah. I looked at it like, well, if it's not that, what is it?
Yeah.
Now I'm really scared.
Now that's the best part when you go to urgent care and they're like, there's nothing we can do, but, you know, take this, it'll help with the symptoms, and just, you know, sleep and drink lots of fluids.
Yeah, exactly.
And here, $100 out the door for that, right?
Yeah, $200 exactly. That's all it is.
All right, glad you're back, man.
Thank you.
All right, Kristen learned a very valuable lesson because she promised you guys, she made a commitment to you for 24 hours. It was a 24-hour DM sale. Everything must go.
And the rule was, anybody who sent a DM in that 24 hours, I was going to respond to. That did not mean for 24 hours I was going to go back into the archives of my DMs and answer everybody. That wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, I was getting listeners hitting me up saying like, hey, I DM'd Kristen about my cat when NSYNC broke up. And I'm waiting for a response back, and I haven't gotten anything the last 24 hours. I'm like, that's not how it works.
And the reason why we did this is we have two interns on the show, Caroline and Courtney, who came in and said they had DM'd me, but I hadn't responded to them, right? And that's pretty typical. I get a lot of DMs, and I can come up with like a million excuses and feed you all my excuses, but I don't respond to a lot of DMs. It's a lot of pressure.
You don't need a lot of excuses. You have a child and a life and a career. That's the only thing you really need to say. You're not obligated to answer any of them, you know?
But so what I've learned is that 24 hours, the pressure was immense.
Because you're such a perfectionist.
Yeah, that's why. And my little anxiety-riddled body was not okay for 24 hours. I did respond to every single DM I got within those 24 hours. And I have a couple of messages I need to pass on to some members of the virtue. So, first, hi, Kristen. Can you get Katie to recap why her friend didn't tell her she had a BF? She never gave us an update. And just like you and Mo, she doesn't reply back to her DMs.
How long ago was that one sent? Was that over the last 24?
Yeah, the 24-hour okay. window I had, that was one of the DMs I got.
Well, so I found out the reason why that my friend lied about having a boyfriend, which for those of you all don't know, my best friend had a dude on the side, but she really didn't want to tell me about it. She only told my other best friend about it. And the reason why is because she thought that I was going to judge her because she made a promise to herself to keep her little kitty cat on lockdown. And she didn't. And so she thought she could trust my best friend over trusting me with it because she knew I was going to judge her. But then she ultimately kicked him to the curb, which is the reason why I would judge her.
Okay.
So you knew all along.
Yeah.
And she knew. That's why she didn't tell you.
Exactly.
All right, Kristen, love you so much. Love this show so much. Have listened to every segment for many years. I live in Charleston. Please tell Mo to check his DMs because I sent one a few months ago telling him I joined the Big Brother, Big Sister program because of him. Taking my little to a College of Charleston basketball game tonight, as a matter of fact. Just want to him to know the impact he's had on others. Heart emoji.
That's awesome. I really appreciate that. That is amazing. I didn't see that one. I don't know why everybody says I don't check my DMs. I don't get to all of them, but I do check a lot of them. And there were a few people who said that the Big Brother program influenced them to try. So I'm always excited when I hear people saying that.
The next DM I got. Hey, please have Bert or Mo check their message for me. I would tell you why, but I think you wouldn't if you knew, LOL. It is a little issue I think they might want to resolve from a previous segment, LOL.
No Ooh. Idea. Not a clue.
Yeah.
And did she hit us up, me and Mo? Because I'll tell you.
It's not a she, it's a he.
A he, because yes. I answer like 95% of them, and if I missed you, then your question was stupid.
Wow.
I looked at it and I just said, no, it's not worth answering.
I will send you the DM with the person's name and their at, so you can like figure out what this cryptic DM means. Right. But that was a lot of what I got.
Okay, all right.
But I did get some very, very kind-hearted, sweet messages. We talked about infertility. We talked about grief. We talked about all the things. So I am going to try to get better at answering the DMs that are very vulnerable and heartfelt. The other ones, sorry about your luck.
You're not all getting an answer.
No.
Get it. The Bert Show.